This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Infowars.com and nightly news reporter Joe Biggs joins us in 30 minutes. He's on the ground. He flew up there early this morning, and he's now there. North of Chicago, 50 miles north of Chicago, there at Fox Lake, where the veteran police officer, lieutenant, was shot and killed yesterday morning, part of the ongoing epidemic of police being killed in cold blood. He'll be joining us at the bottom of this hour. Then Dr. Edward Grupp, with the most important information he's ever covered. I wanted to get him up here this week to cover some other issues that we'll get to as well, and he said, I want to cover what's more deadly and bigger than GMO and what the whole GMO fight is distracting from. And as soon as he said it, I went, absolutely, I knew that. I've seen the mainstream articles. I've seen the government reports, the medical studies, but haven't talked about it enough. This is big. What we're going to be discussing in the second hour today, and then we'll have open phones in the third hour. Coming up, Obama prophesies climate nightmare, famine, floods, fire, fumes, and fighting. Not from economic collapse run by the big mega banks, not from race war started by the Ford Foundation, George Soros and the White House, Media Matters and others, MSNBC. No, not from the genetic engineering of the crops, not from the geoengineering of the climate. No, you didn't pay carbon taxes to the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Obama and Al Gore, that all sit on the exchange boards of the Chicago Mercantile and the London Exchange of Carbon. You pay them money or the Earth's doomed. That ties into this. EU migrant crisis, trains, ships, the tunnel, all shut down. Eurostar passengers wait 16 hours as Cameron says UK shouldn't take more refugees. Millions pouring in a year. Hundreds of thousands a month into Europe. 160 plus thousand illegals on one tiny island in a month in Greece showed up to the island of Lesbos. One German town of 1,000 now has 2,000 illegals in it in 1 week. And it's only intensifying. You wake up and there's 2,000 people in your tiny town and they want everything free. And they're crapping on the sidewalk. They're mugging your wife. And they're there with the left right behind them saying, you house these people in your house, you scumbag European. You are inherently a bad person and you're going to pay for all this and you're going to bankroll it. When the very same elite pushing the open borders then says, well, we bombed Africa and the Middle East and so it's our fault, we got to take them. You did. Those wars were unpopular. They were a fraud. We're captured. And Obama's opened our borders up to refugees as well. This is a planetary takedown. And the Pope says, we haven't accepted enough illegals and paid for everything, and that we should repent and say our prayers to the Papa. Pray to the Papa. The Papa says pray, kiss his ring, and he will forgive you. Jesus will forgive you. He has the keys to both temporal power and spiritual power, and he says you'll be okay. Pope, did you pray and ask forgiveness that you didn't take the hundreds of thousands of African migrants pouring in every 6 months or so into Italy? They're all over the streets of Rome and all over the streets of Naples and just running around mugging people and sleeping under trees and begging everywhere. Did you take them inside your big 30-foot walls with the armed guards with submachine guns? Did you take them? No, you didn't, Papa. What a sick New World Order puppet. You can say what you want about the Catholic Church. Its fruits have varied throughout history. But let me tell you, this Pope is no Pope at all. This is like having Fidel Castro at the Vatican. Of course, Fidel Castro doesn't take refugees from anywhere in Latin America. They shoot you if you do. But that's okay. He's got a big beard. He's a communist.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, expose themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PBX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the second day of September, 2015. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to break down an investigative report in the second hour detailing what is even a bigger threat than GMOs and vaccinations. A bigger threat than additives, a bigger threat than bisphenol A and glyphosate. I concur with our guest analysis that this is the new big threat that's actually been taking place for a decade. And we're going to raise the awareness and the consciousness of this so that action can be taken. And the good news is this radio/TV transmission and other similar formats that are outside the political control box are more and more forcing real issues into the public mind and are beginning to take control of the debate. You can see that on so many fronts. People don't believe the establishment. They're running from the establishment in droves. It is a badge of honor to be censored and persecuted and attacked by the system. Because as Mahatma Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And we are in the attack phase right now, but quite frankly, we're also beginning to go into the winning phase. And of course, in a complex world with thousands of different fights going on, some things are in the laugh at you phase, the ignore you phase, the attack you phase, or the winning phase. It's a mix of those, but more and more, we're moving into the attack phase and the win phase. We're winning on some fronts. We're being laughed at on some fronts. We are in the attack phase on others, and it's an epic historical time to be alive. Thank you so much for joining us. Joe Biggs will be joining us at the bottom of the hour from Fox Lake, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago, Second City. Three cops murdered in less than a week. Another officer is found slaughtered in his Texas home amid growing safety fears and a manhunt for the Illinois cop killers who got away. We'll be breaking that down. And Joe is there on the ground. We talked to him 15 minutes ago. He said a lot of the door-to-door has been suspended, but that's not been announced in the news yet. But Joe heard the police actually talking about it. He's got a lot of video he shot since he got on the ground an hour ago, and they just got announced. Again, a homicide suspected in an off-duty Texas officer's death in his home. We have another cop shot, of course, in Houston over the weekend. We have the TV reporter and the cameraman killed, and much of it is black-on-white activity. With Louis Farrakhan, we played the clip yesterday saying it's time to go out and start killing people that are killing us. And that ties in to the different radio shows that are out there where folks are calling for the murder of police officers. A very, very dangerous precedent. The articles on InfoWars.com with the audio and video. Kill whites and cops, close quote. Black Lives Matter affiliated radio show calls for race war. By the way, this is based out of Texas. This was done. It's about to go down. It's open season on killing white people and crackers. Well, you know, it was the drugged out, mentally ill white supremacist a few months ago that killed 9 innocent black people in Charleston, South Carolina. And he said he wanted to start a race war. And, of course, the White House wants to start one as well. And Sheriff David Clark and others have pointed that out. We've pointed that out, of course, ad nauseum. And they're having some success. This is truly sickening, and it's despicable. And the people getting away with it, you know, I used to hear Hal Turner, a prominent white supremacist who attacked me basically every time he was on the radio and called for folks to come after me for no reason other than the fact that I really am anti-establishment, really trying to change things. And I said, there's no way he's allowed to call for killing judges and killing people and attacking minorities if he wasn't a federal informant or probably a high-level national security asset of the Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL. But he's definitely with the FBI. When that began to come out in court, hackers hit his computers, released the info, and right after it came out that he was the FBI, which was later confirmed, they indicted him for his statements, which they admit he was authorized to make. So they even set up their own people. And Hal Turner didn't believe a word of what he was saying. Turner's probably a fake name, but certainly didn't even look like he was, you know, this big Anglo-Saxon he claimed he was. So this is the type of stuff going on behind the scenes. And we know Black Lives Matter is White House and Ford Foundation and George Soros funded. We know Hillary's involved with her staffers. Nancy Pelosi is involved running major groups and putting out the talking points. This shows how cold-bloodedly evil these people are. Now, that said, we're going to get into a video after we cover abortion, because all this ties together, from KSAT out of San Antonio. We have the unedited video of a fatal deputy-involved shooting. And it shows a guy kind of running around in a yard, pointing his finger. He puts his hands up, and then the cops, clearly one officer shoots him and kills him. We've enhanced the video because it's shot from about 70, 80 yards away, and I don't see him with a knife in his hand. I don't see anything. We're going to play this video coming up, and they put a huge bug right over it, which is just ridiculous, but whatever, we're playing it fair use to document this. And they shoot him in the chest, in the torso, and kill him. And the cop, just his body language acts like he could care less, and they're just having an excited manhunt or something. And the police department, sheriff's department came out and criticized KSAT, ABC News 2, for releasing this. We're going to play the enhanced video now, if you're a TV viewer, saying that it hurts the officers who haven't been charged yet. Well, you know what? It's America. You got your surveillance cameras everywhere, and who knows what story you were going to put out before this came out. But his arms, his hands are clearly up, and they kill him. And he looks like what I call a white Hispanic. A lot of Hispanics identify as white. As far as I'm concerned, they look like they're white. I mean, Spain is European. And the whole point is, if this was a black person, you would probably already have riots going on over this. And that's because you've got the White House in there stirring everything up, because they've doubled black unemployment. They're screwing black people over. They're targeting them with abortions. But if they get up there and act like they're racially aligned with black folks, they'll continue to stay on the globalist plantation, the globalist reservation. But here's what I'm getting at. Whether it's that homeless white guy being executed in Albuquerque and the cops laughing about it, or whether it's the cops executing this guy in San Antonio, there are some dangerous mentally ill people on police forces that have no business being ushers at a movie theater, much less executing, you know, deadly force on people. But if you look at what happened in Albuquerque, the cop that did the first shooting has been indicted and looks like he's going to serve prison time. But in San Antonio, they execute Gilbert Flores Jr. in his middle-class neighborhood, kill him deader than a hammer, all because it looks like the cop is trigger-happy and is so afraid and so ready to pull the trigger that he's the type of guy that would be deer hunting and would shoot a neighbor's cow over the fence line thinking it was a deer. We've all taken people hunting, if we're hunters, who you learn have no business hunting. Because you'll hear all this shooting 20 minutes after you put them on the deer stand, and you get there and they're just shooting blindly at the bushes or whatever. And those type of people do not need to be police officers. Now, that said, I'm going to tie all this together when we come back. There is new Planned Parenthood video, I guess this is like the ninth video that's been released, where a company that specializes in getting intact babies makes the little joke, oh, the babies just fall out on the floor, and then we can excise their organs a lot better. Now, that's what I told you before all this came out, because I've aired documentaries before on my local TV show and covered it with the experts, footage shot in the 90s, where insiders admitted that they would commit crimes. I'm going to skip this network break. This is too important to talk about the babies. I'm not going to stop right here. Thank you. They would take the babies out, have the mother drugged, have a sheet up in front of her, push her out of the room, and then they would very quietly take the baby over, keep it alive, In some cases, if it's like an 8 month, they can really make hundreds of thousands. The word is they'll even put them on life support, like China does with political dissidents. They'll even put them on oxygen and stuff and try to limit bleeding while they do the surgery and then remove the heart and lungs last. Well, now this has come out. And there's video of them talking about it. But they make a little joke. Oh, the baby just falls on the ground. Abortionists call it the ultimate nightmare. They call it basically different terms. But what they do is, if it's a 6, 7, 8, 9 month old baby, and the surgeons and people blow the whistle in these documentaries. There's some clips of them here. They hold the baby up against the cervix. It's through the cervix. I don't want to be gross here, but this is going on, so we're going to medically talk about it. It's a documentary radio show / TV show. They hold the baby up, just touching the woman. And as long as they claim legally the baby never doesn't touch the woman, then technically it's not a born baby, it's a fetus. And they play semantical games and do that. But when they say it hits the ground, under federal and state law, the baby's now got to be saved. Now, before they were selling body parts 20-something years ago, there's a lot of famous people, a black lady, a white lady, I forget their names. We've had one of them on the show before. We've got to get them back on. Who were dug out of dumpsters by pro-lifers when they were 7 and 8 months old, respectively. One of them had her thigh broken and cut open. She's a blonde-haired lady, so she always limps up to the stage. She's a beautiful woman. Ended up having kids on her own right. She was dug out 1 hour after she was aborted out of the dumpster. So was the black lady. She was dug out almost a day later out of the dumpster. We've had the blonde lady on. We could never get the black lady on. But I forget their names. Just Google woman survived abortion. There's a whole bunch of women, not many men. Female babies are a lot tougher than male babies. Any medical doctor will tell you that, especially if they're a Ron Paul type doctor that delivered babies. But this is what they do. And they keep them alive, reportedly, some of these outfits. So we have this audio, we have this video. It's up on Infowars.com. Planned Parenthood baby parts vendor, ABR, pays off clinics. They say intact fetuses just fell out. Ha, ha, ha. But the most important clip of the two we have is where they explain under Bush 1 and then the next Bush, where they all said, oh, they won't let us have embryos for medical research. You know, they're just a few cells. No, that's how they legally did it in Congress and fooled the Christian right and everybody, or folks that just think all lives matter, people that have empathy, is they go, oh, we're not killing embryos, but under the classification, a fetus, which is up to 9 months old, hasn't left the womb, a baby, but called a fetus, it can be killed and it can be sold. But it's a baby once it's no longer touching the mother. Umbilical cord connected doesn't count. That once the baby's not touching the mother, once it's come out, once it's been, quote, delivered, it's now a baby under all these weird regulations and laws that dehumanize. So here they are all macabrely admitting this, as usual, slurping wine, sitting around enjoying themselves in a restaurant. And we're told scores of more videos are coming out. And they're putting these videos out unedited, 3 hours long, 2 hours long, 5 hours long, 6 hours long. And then, of course, others like ourselves go in and cut out the actual clips and play the meat, no pun intended, of what's going on here. But black lives matter. Cops' lives matter. White lives matter. Hispanic lives matter. Old people's lives matter. Veterans' lives matter. Babies' lives. Everybody's lives matter. And you cannot get the leftist-controlled, communist-controlled, Soros-funded, hateful black Klan groups who are going around calling for killing crackers randomly and killing cops randomly. It's like a double goody if you kill a white cop for them. You can't get through. I've gone to their events. I've tried to talk to them. I've tried to get David Duke on to explain they're aborting all the black babies, and there's a larger program against everybody. And you just can't reach out to the racial groups because they're all in their own group. They all have their own spiel that they put out that you cannot get past. And so that's fine. I'm here trying to reach out to people who, in their hearts, love innocence, love children, love our veterans, love good police, love innocent people that are killed. When I hear about a cop getting shot cold-bloodedly in the back and I see the video, it makes me physically sick. When I see this poor guy in San Antonio executed by this little dwarf cop, it makes me sick. When I see this cop killed up in Illinois, execution style, it makes me sick. I have empathy. When I saw that black woman gunned down in D.C. for being scared of a checkpoint, it made me sick. It was black and white cops shooting her up. But I don't hate all black people because there's some racist black people out there targeting white people. I don't hate all white people because there's some racist white people out there targeting black people. I don't hate all the police because there are some mentally ill ones, some thugs, some gangbanger types, some psychos. They just indicted a cop up in Oklahoma who would pull over women, turn off the squad car camera, reportedly tell them, have sex with me or I'm going to bring you in for your warrants. And he's arguing, well, they agreed to have sex, so it's okay. No, you intimidated them with your power, so you've been indicted. But they have indicted him. And it was the state police that found out and busted him. And that's good. But don't cover it up, because then you're aiding and abetting it. Our society is unraveling. The globalists want destabilization. We don't want to go along with what they want. We want to bring unity of liberty and freedom and then recognize the globalist social engineers as the enemy. They're the people poisoning our water with fluoride. They're the ones harvesting our babies' organs. They're the ones putting the veterans on don't treat death list. They're the ones preparing Homeland Security to go after gun owners. They're the ones working with tyrants and funding ISIS. They're the bad guys. They're the problem. They're the premeditated evil. That's why they want us fighting with each other. Let's go to the first clip. Which one do we have queued up first? I'm sorry I wasn't clear with our great... Okay, so here they are in Los Angeles. This new video, the ninth video, baby parts scandal, focuses on Advanced Bioscience Resources, Inc., the small and secretive company that has harvested and sold fetal body parts at Planned Parenthood clinics longer than any other entity. And here they are. Oh, sometimes they just fall out. We got the whole baby. Oh, it's an accident. Doesn't matter. You claim it's an accident and the baby couldn't be terminated. Now it's a baby because it fell out. And it's a federal crime once a baby is outside the mother to do this. Here it is.
The whole point is not to have a live birth.
Okay.
And so the doctors have all, unless it's somebody who has had six pregnancies and six vaginal deliveries.
And then just kind of pops out.
They put lambs in and she comes in the next morning. And I literally have had women come in and they'll go in the OR and they're back out in 3 minutes. And I'm going, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus is already in the vaginal canal whenever the food put her in the syrup, it just fell out. What's going on? Oh, yeah, the fetus is already in the vaginal canal.
But then what do you do? Well, there have been clinics that have been indicted. There have been head surgeons that have been indicted around the country. It's one of the most common ways we can indict these people. When their staff admits, no, the baby was alive, they went and put it in a bucket of water. But see, the way they terminate babies now is if you are a preemie, they will shoot you up with vaccines, and they know the baby then quits breathing. The nurses then, under law, fight to resuscitate. They give them electro defibrillation. They put tubes on their throat, but it's bye-bye. They turn blue and die. And we have callers that call in and go, yeah, my sister had a preemie, 6 months old. They gave him shots, died that day. Baby's fine, give him the shots. And see, they just hide it all medically in plain view like it's no big deal. Let's go to the clip as we go to break where they talk about how they classify them as fetuses, not embryos, so they can still sell their parts. Here it is.
Because of what we do, and because we use fetal tissue, we don't want to. We want to be as politically correct as we can.
Right,
we
know.
Want a lot of people coming in and, you know,
because
you're doing this, and you're getting all these scientific people here, and they're all agreeing.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of counterintuitive, isn't it? Right? Like, normally, like, embryonic stem cell research is like the big controversial, like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And, like,
and you know what the really weird thing is? Embryonic, there's still a lot of controversy about that, you know. But then fetal kind of got lost in the mix. You know, you
was it ever controversial? I mean, I'm young,
never,
so I don't know.
It was never. it was never outlawed. Where during the Bush administration, Bush one, it was no federal funding could go to stem cell research or
see,
to
but it can go to fetal. See how they played you? See how the Bushes played you? See how it's all a big joke? Oh, they can have babies that are 7 months old and chop them up, but not the little embryo.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters. Ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hcfirearms.com. And my favorite, single stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hcfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Play the chilling audio of one of these Black Lives Matter radio shows saying, hey, I want to talk about the deputy in Texas. There's going to be more of this. Whites are going to be executed. This is what's being pushed, and we're going to play the clip of Louis Farrakhan a month ago basically saying the same thing. This would not be happening, guaranteed, if this had not been green-lighted from the White House to bring this country down. And the fact that they're doing something this reckless means they're going for broke. This is an unprecedented time to be alive. And again, we have babies, black babies, Hispanic babies, white babies, mixed babies, by the millions every year, being dissected, having their body parts stolen, and the government playing games going, oh, ban fetal tissue or ban embryonic, but don't ban fetal. This is the semantical word games that they play. And I told you, though, when the Pope first got in a few years ago after they had the coup d'etat inside the Vatican with the Jesuits, using the sex scandal that even the Guardian reported was a blackmail operation to bring in Pope Francis. He wants world government. He wants carbon taxes. He wants everything. He's coming here, first pope ever, to lecture Congress and travel around the country, basically campaigning for the Democratic Party. He came out and said Catholics need to stop obsessing so much over abortion. Well, now he's in the New York Times today. Pope Francis eases path to absolution from abortion. He has the path. Not Christ. God's not the judge. He, speaking from the cathedra, from the big black throne. Is it called ex cathedra? He has the keys to hell and death, not Christ. He was given the keys, he says. And now, he will tell you that abortion's okay. Well, it's God that can forgive you, and absolutely you can be forgiven. In my heart, I know that, if you truly repent. But whether you're a Christian or not, this guy, if you read the Christian doctrine, is not Christ. He doesn't forgive. He doesn't sit on the white throne of judgment. He sits on a black throne at the Vatican. Why wouldn't the Vatican have a white throne? I just have trouble understanding that. But Pope Francis eases the path to absolution. I absolve you. Pope Francis announced Tuesday that all Roman Catholic priests would be empowered to offer absolution for the sin of abortion during the Church Holy Year of Mercy, which begins in December. So, hey, that's basically, hey, don't worry about drinking. Say, you know, 10 Hail Marys. Oh, whatever, you cheat on your wife, say 20 Hail Marys. Oh, you killed your baby, say 50 Hail Marys. I mean, wow. That is sensational, baby. And I told you, the next shoe is dropping. You're going to see the most wild stuff you've ever seen in your life now. This is it. World government, world famines, wars, banning the word father and mother, boy and girl. The church coming out and endorsing that. The Pope did that 3 days ago, saying, yes, these are hurtful, and endorsing a lesbian writer that's basically calling for this. I mean, it's on, folks. It's on. And they used pedophilian stuff to take over the church, and now they're going to legitimize it now that they've conquered it. And again, this is a sex cult that brought down Rome before, in the time of the Caesars. And you can just see the destabilization taking place. I'm going to get to the new incredible video and audio. It's up on Infowars.com. Kill Whites and Cops, Black Lives Matter affiliated radio show, calls for race war. It's about to go down. It's open season on killing white people and crackers. And then that'll be open season for mentally ill, hate-mongering white people to go out. And you know it'll just be some totally innocent black lady or some innocent black guy coming home from work, some plumber, or some little kids in their car, and then some crazy meth head white guy is going to spray the vehicle. And that's why the White House and the Justice Department lets these groups do this. Guarantee they're federal run. And I want to say shame on the FBI, shame on the ATF, shame on all these federal marshals, all of you. If you don't take matters into your own hands and get, you'll go talk to local grand juries, whatever, you've got influence, have locals indict these people. Because when you start saying it's time to kill cops, it's time to go out and shoot people because they're white, that's not free speech. That's a call to action. Just like if the Ku Klux Klan says it's time to go lynch black people and burn up their churches, that's a call for violent sedition against people's peace and freedom. And it is calling for organized murder. It is attempted capital murder. I'm no prosecutor, but I studied the law, and I guarantee you, some white guy calls for white people to go kill people and it starts happening. When those people get indicted for it, you get indicted as an accomplice. Does the head don in a mafia organization go out and kill people? No, his soldiers and muscle do. But he'll get the death penalty when they get the death penalty if he gets caught. because he gave the order. And it makes me sick to watch the George Soros-run criminal operation try to take over alternative media, try to destroy the libertarian movement, try to go after patriots, and then try to put out a narrative that we want to kill cops, but they can't ever show a single clip of us saying it. That helped me wake up to this thing. Is what is this obsession with killing cops? They want to kill cops, and they say we want to kill cops. And then I realized, oh my gosh, they're going to false flag us like 95. The good news is they're bad apples, they're bad training, it's globalist culture, there's some really bad departments. But overall, stacking the police up against the police are more awake than the public probably five times. The average cop I talk to, whether it's L.A. or Austin or New York, is like, absolutely we know Oklahoma City's an inside job. Absolutely we know the government's funding Al-Qaeda. Absolutely we know the government ships in the drugs. Absolutely we know there's a plan to purge the veterans and police down the road. Absolutely we're pro-gun. Look at national polls. 98% of cops in national polls are pro-gun. If George Soros wants us to have a war with the police, what does that tell you? And if they take these examples of bad cops and create the perception that the police are out killing everybody, just like people have a perception that gun crime's way up. It's down 50%+ since 92. Even the liberals admit that in the L.A. Times and New York Times. Just type it in. We can type it in. Gun crime way down, but public thinks it's up. Same thing. Now, cops shooting the public is pretty much flat since about 2000. It was up in the 80s because of the whole crack war, but it's still way too much, and there are horrible cops. And these fraternal orders protect bad people in many cases. It's shameful. And you're destroying your own good name and your own profession. And I am the guy that wrote the book on fighting the police state, but not the police. Fighting the twisting and the destruction of peace officers and our local systems of government. There's CNN, gun homicides, violence down sharply in the past 20 years, Justice Department owned numbers. But they admit that here and there, but never in the general. So I want to put together a special report where we got Louis Farrakhan calling for violence. We got these Black Lives Matter groups, kill the pigs, give them wings, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. And then compare that to what would happen if I called for that. But, I mean, why would I call for killing black people randomly? Those are human beings. I feel terrible. I mean, but then there's this mindless attitude like, well, we'll get you, and then we're gonna get you back. It's like when the globalists pushed a culture of black people couldn't kill each other because they were different colors. So it was like, oh, you're wearing blue or you're wearing red. And what is it, 76 to 90%, depending on where you are in the country? It's like 90% in Chicago, 90% or higher in, say, Compton, places in South Central, L.A., when you go and you look at those places, it's blacks killing blacks. Here's the crack cocaine. Here's the music telling you it's cool. And then here, you know, this guy's a Crip. This guy's a Blood. That's how stupid all of this is. And now they want us all to dress up like Crips and Bloods and just kill each other like a bunch of morons. This is so transparent, so over the top, and I can't believe that our government is that reckless. But our government isn't our government. It's a bunch of offshore globalists who'll destabilize the whole world. They'll turn ISIS loose, destroy the whole Middle East and Africa. Order out of chaos. That's their game. But I am calling. They got probable cause. These people are organizing murder of police and citizens. These people putting out these videos need to be raided today. And I guarantee you, you're going to find the literature and the statements and the plans to kill people. And they need to be indicted right now. And if they got white supremacist groups running around organizing mass murder, they need to be indicted. But the white supremacists won't even shoot their mouths off like this. But see, they got White House backing to destabilize things. They're not going to crush these radical racist black groups until all hell hits the fan. Oh, they're going to get arrested. They're going to get killed. They're going to get put in prison. But they're going to be used first to start the nationwide riots. How about the police do their job, and the grand juries do their job, and the feds do their job? And how about, oh, I'm sorry, Eric Holder was a big radical communist, black radical himself. Well, how about this new lady stops this? And how about you shut these people down? Oh, I'm sorry, George Soros put Obama in the White House. I'm sorry. These people are doing their jobs, aren't they? And let me talk to the young idiots who are shooting their mouths off. Some of them don't know they're run by the feds. You're the biggest morons on the planet. And you better come out right now and reverse all your murderous planning and all your murderous talk. Or let me tell you something. You're going to end up in federal prison, or you're going to end up with the police when they finally unloose their leash, are going to kill you deader than a hammer, you stupid idiot. And Louis Farrakhan all crazed up there with a bunch of guys with bow ties? Louis Farrakhan isn't stupid. His buddy Gaddafi got set up and murdered by his precious Obama. What do you think they're going to do to you? You think they're going to let you get away with this? They're going to set you up in the end, Farrakhan. Maybe that's why you live in the Caribbean 9 months out of the year. Then flies in real quick to make these statements and gets out real quick like all the other billionaires. What is your problem, Farrakhan? Trying to start a race war in this country. I get the fact you don't like black people with their minimum sentences and people getting killed. But let me tell you something. What you're doing is not going to help black people. Let's hear you talk about abortion. Let's hear you talk about infanticide. Let's hear about All Lives Matter instead of shooting your mouth off. I guess Malcolm X stopped saying all white people are evil. We know what happened to him, huh? How long has the Nation of Islam been on the FBI payroll? How long has the Nation of Islam been on that Nation of Islam gravy train with the FBI? Because I'll tell you something, I used to read that and hear that, and I didn't believe it. But let me tell you, I've never seen anybody be able to get away with what you said and not get in trouble. But maybe you are just crazy, because you sure seem to love it when I talked about 1776 commencing again if they try to take our guns. But that's because it will commence, not because I want it to commence. I was there warning him that he better back down right now with his red coat garbage, and the globalists better understand that they're not going to have their takeover. It wasn't because I wanted innocent people to get killed. And yeah, I tell you, if the cop that shot that black guy in the back, who they've indicted, doesn't end up getting hard prison time or the death penalty, then I could see it. I wouldn't condone it if somebody went after him, but that would be logical. That would be justice. It's not justice to shoot some innocent cop in the back. Now, I'm done ranting on that subject. I'm going to get to these videos in a moment and finish up on it. But first, Leanne McAdoo, the lovely, the intelligent, one of the anchors of the nightly news, is here with us, and the shirt is a little big on her. It's a medium. Should have got her a small. I wasn't thinking when I said, here, have McAdoo model this for us. I appreciate her doing it. Okay. People wanted it. They just came in on the truck. We have a limited supply, but we can get more in a few weeks. Hillary for Prison 2016. I think we have the best design out there of many. And on the back, there's two variants. One says Infowars.com, and the other says Legalize Freedom. I mean, you can't see it under her hair, but it's there. And when people say, what do you mean, Hillary for prison, say Infowars.com. So I think there's a lot of kind of underground made ones that I think look fine. Ours really looks like a real campaign shirt. I'm proud of it. And your purchase of it helps fund this operation, the true tip of the spear for true human empowerment and enlightenment. Infowarsstore.com, Hillary for Prison 2016. I wanted to make this shirt for months. I finally cracked the whip, and we got this designed, and it's got printed up right here in America just in the last few days, and the trucks just pulled in. We got a second order in that'll be in about 2 weeks, but I think this limited quick run, because I said just ship me whatever you can get in. We don't use a mom and pop, it's not a huge place. And they got this into us really, really quick. It's available, $19.95, and it will certainly turn heads. And look, people can say they're all crooks. They are, a lot of them, crooks. But Hillary's one of the chief ones. She's one of the most convicted in public opinion. She's one of the most known crooks. They're pulling down Hillary for prison signs all over the country. They're trying to stop the sale of them online. They're scared of this. So please get your limited edition. I'm only going to sell it for the next 3-4 months or so. We're only going to sell the Hillary for prison shirt till the end of 2015. It is a limited edition shirt, so if you want it, get it today. Hillary for prison, Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Leanne McAdoo, do you have any breakdown or view on the escalating open call to murder police and white people? I mean, is this not getting epic?
It really is. I mean, we called it months ago. I think all of us were behind that, you know, natural spark of revolution that happened fighting against the militarization of the police state. But then we saw it quickly shifted into divide and conquer, black versus white, us against the cops. And all that's going to do is create an even bigger police state. So, you know, I think it's pretty obvious what's happening here. We're already seeing, you know, a white guy in Texas here now calling to attack the other race. So we predicted it, and it's happening, and it's pretty frightening, actually.
Well, there'll be some of them are mentally ill on both sides.
Yeah.
But others are federal or foundation operatives, guaranteed. And you guys were saying something in my ear. What were you saying? Oh, absolutely. The Hillary Clinton pen is also in. I called the distributor of this. We just ordered these. A bunch of these are in a truck on their way here. I don't know if it's up for sale yet, but I think it will be. This truck gets here next week, next Monday, but the T-shirts are here. She's laughing because we're dumb. Hillary Clinton for president 2016, the T-shirt. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but look at how they got the Republicans to say we're going to ban embryonic tissue sale. Well, that isn't even a market. Then they ignored fetal, which is up to 9 months, and then Planned Parenthood sitting around laughing about it.
Right.
See how they bait and switch us on every front?
Right, and they get you all excited about it. This over here, so everyone says, no, ban that embryonic tissue. That's terrible, terrible. And meanwhile, they don't tell you what they're actually using, what's more valuable to them. So we see that bait and switch with everything. It's time to open your eyes.
Absolutely. This is sick. You know, I didn't know some idiot white guy's calling for more violence. I want to see that after the break. Let's find that.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Joe Biggs has been waiting in the wings. He's got a live feed from Fox Lake, Illinois right now. We'll be talking to him briefly in the next hour before Dr. Group joins us for the last half of the transmission from about 12:20 to 2 o'clock today, Central, covering what's even bigger than GMOs, what's an even bigger threat on so many fronts. But right now, let's go to this live feed with Joe Biggs right in front of the podium with the press conference. And we might want to go with his video, but with mainstream media's audio, because that might be a little bit better. We can mix those two signals. But let's go ahead and go to Joe Biggs' feed from where the police officer was executed and where the manhunt is ongoing. Let's go ahead and go to that feed.
The autopsy was performed yesterday at the Lake County Coroner's Office at approximately 7 p.m. Concluded about 9:30 p.m. on Sunday. We got some kind of results from that. I'm not going to be revealing the categories because it is crucial.
And again, we're looking at mainstream TV. They're not really caring, and I guess only local news stations are.
Commander, in light of the fact that it's been reported that one or two of these individuals had some physical contact with the body of Lieutenant Genovich, my question is, were you able to get any fingerprints or any DNA from that crime scene?
I'm not sure where you obtained that information, but I can tell you that our evidence technician did process the crime scene. Everything collected at that crime scene has now been turned over to the Northern Illinois Crime Labs. They're currently expediting processing any type of evidence, whether it be fingerprint evidence, DNA transfer, and we probably won't have those results for at least a day or so.
Can you say whether or not there was the officer's fire is done, and can you say what made them suspicious? Why did he stop them? Why did he want to stop them?
Again, I can't reveal that information related to firing of any weapon. As far as suspicious persons, obviously I can't speak for the officer. Whatever the case was, his only description was that he was going to be out with those three suspects in a suspicious circumstance. Paul.
How do you look for three suspects with such a scant description?
Again, we're going to rely on information and there's processes involved in the initial investigation, canvassing, talking to people in the area, reviewing those videos that somebody had asked a question about.
Joe could ask the question, why do they think cordoning the area is going to stop them? How do they know they didn't get out of the area?
Officer-involved homicides, but homicides in general are greatly assisted by public information. It only takes one tip, a good week, to break the case wide open. So we're vetting through those.
That's right. That's what caught their... Marathon Donning Patsy was a citizen, not the martial law.
Or will there?
We're in preliminary discussion with some of our federal partners related.
I haven't talked to Joe yet. I don't even know if he got a question, and it started about 20 minutes ago.
When we do, we'll issue either a press release or we'll have another.
He sent out reporters to most big events now.
The officer's gun was out of the holster and was found at the scene or nearby.
Again, I'm not going to confirm any of that information because it is relevant to the course of this investigation. And that's key information that's going to help us along the way.
We're going to go to break, but Joe, I know you can hear me. We come back in a minute or so. Try to ask the question, do we think this is connected to the call to kill police by Black Lives Matter?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. intelligence like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.